The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is brought to you by Christy Mandelow, board-certified divorce coach.
So many people are affected by divorce at some point in their lives. It can be a lonely and challenging time of life, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you or a loved one is considering divorce, going through it, or coming out of it, the Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelow is here to be your go-to educational, informational, and inspirational resource for those touched by divorce. Christy has been there, and now she's here to walk the path with you as a Christian board-certified divorce coach and as your thinking partner. She and her guests will bring you important insight and information, helping you make better decisions through and beyond the process, inspiring you to be your best self for you and your family, all giving you hope and reassurance that you'll be okay. The Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelow starts now. And here's your host, Christy Mandelow.
Hello and welcome to the Divorce Coaching Hour. If this is your first time listening, a warm welcome to you. And if you're back with us again, thank you for joining us. To all of our listeners today who are tuning in as we celebrate the season of Easter, let us take a moment to reflect on the importance of this holiday for the Christian faith, the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we reflect on this important occasion, let us also look forward to the future with renewed hope and optimism. May this special time inspire each and every one of you to embrace growth and new beginnings in your lives. I hope that this season brings you the clarity and direction that you need as you navigate divorce, and that it marks the beginning of a wonderful journey toward a brighter future. And speaking of a brighter future, communication can play a significant role in whether that bright future happens or doesn't. What do I mean? Well, I mean this. You may know what you want to achieve in your future, and you may even know how to accomplish it. But if you don't know how to communicate it or about it, you may find that your quest is a little more difficult than would be otherwise. Over the years, I've learned that we often don't get what we want in life because we don't know how to ask for it. Without the language, the words to communicate what is on our minds and in our hearts, well, simply put, we don't say it or we say it poorly. So you might be wondering what this has to do with divorce, and I'll share. Divorce involves a lot of choices and it involves a lot of decisions, and those choices and decisions aren't made in a silo. They must be made with your soon-to-be ex-spouse, not only during the process, but far into the future. The trouble is that the two people faced with the choices and decisions are the two people least capable of making those decisions due to the emotional state they find themselves in during the divorce. And in that emotional state, the words to communicate the desires around the choices and decisions are elusive, or worse, corrosive. The result is a stalemate or an escalation. Neither do anyone any good. Today, we continue in our series focusing on the process of divorce, and we will be talking about just this, the language, the words, the communication we use as we navigate divorce. And Kevin Dorsey from Our Family Wizard is here with us today to help us with the conversation. Our Family Wizard is an amazing tool that helps families around the world to simplify, document, and what? Improve communication. Kevin is the senior professional liaison for the Our Family Wizard website. And based on his experience with communication, he will help us to better understand not only that communication matters as a part of divorce, but also the matters of healthy communication within the divorce process. Just before we begin our conversation, I want to remind you, as I always do, that this show is for those considering divorce, in the midst of it, coming out of it, and also for friends and family of those divorcing. It can be an overwhelming life event for everyone involved, so share the show with those who it could help. And I must also remind you that we're not here to give you legal advice, and we're certainly not here to coach you to get a divorce. In fact, although the show is called the Divorce Coaching Hour, we will not be coaching today, but rather providing you insight and information, education, and encouragement. Ultimately, what we're here to do is to walk the path with you along this journey, no matter where it may lead. And Kevin, now, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Christy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. Finally, we've been talking about this for a while. I want to get right to it. Our family wizard, a little hard for me to say, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it well. Tell us first what our family wizard is.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mouthful, but we have a very unique name, so it's easy to remember. So our family wizard, the elevator pitch is it's an app for divorced and separated families to communicate.
Okay.
So in lieu of text message or emails, you communicate through an app that is specifically designed for co-parenting. So we've got a suite of features that give you the tools you need to improve communication. So some examples are, instead of text or email, you message through our family wizard. The advantage is there, if I send you a message, Christy, you open it up, it gets marked with a read receipt, and both parents see that. And there can be communication breakdowns when people say, oh, I didn't get your message before soccer practice, so I didn't know to pick the kids up. It's tough to know, you know, who read it, when it was read. We kind of level the playing field there and give more transparencies with read receipts on all messages. Once a message is sent, it can't be deleted. So oftentimes in high conflict divorces, separations, we'll see people where, you know, they try to delete a message or a text. And so just know that once a message is sent, it can't be deleted. You'll get a kick out of this. Have you heard about our tone meter feature at all?
No, but I have an idea just by that word tone. Tell me about it.
So this really lines up with kind of same values as improving communication with the podcast, with the radio show. And so the tone meter, as you're typing a message, gives you feedback on the tone of your message. So think of it like an emotional spell check. So kind of like Microsoft Word flags your spelling or grammar errors as you go, tone meter is going to give you feedback on your tone.
Wow. Wow. So yeah. I want to get into all these details. This really is a wizard, especially if it can change your tone. That's amazing. Before we go there, I want to learn a little bit more about you and what brought you to the Our Family Wizard family.
Sure. Yeah, I've been with the company for almost 8 years, it'll be 8 years in August. And I was doing a job search and I was looking for somewhere where I can make a difference, where I believed in the product. And I stumbled on our family wizard through a family friend who was involved in the company. And I just thought first that was a really cool app. I thought it was unique. It's a family-run business. The big thing is it's child-focused. So although we spend a lot of time talking about the parents, in the long run, we really want to find solutions for the children that get them out of the middle and give them a positive upbringing and improve communication between the parents. And then the values of the company. Our mission statement is to help families living separately thrive. And that right there kind of sums it up. It's a feel-good company, and we're in it for the right reasons, and I really like the people that are there, and that's why I've stayed there for so long.
I can so hear your heart in that making a difference makes a difference to you.
For sure, yeah. When it comes to working and what you dedicate your life to, it makes a big difference when you really truly believe in the results of what you're doing.
Yeah, and I heard you say solutions. So talk to us from a kind of a top level before we get into communication specifics. What ultimate solution is Our Family Wizard providing?
That's a really good question. So you can look at it from a few different perspectives. My goal is to keep families out of court. So in the U.S., during divorces, we tend to see excessive litigation. And using a tool like this, along with other tools that are out there, you can reduce the amount of time you spend in court, hopefully, you know, go to court once and be done, or never go to court, you know, settle in mediation and use something like Our Family Wizard to keep your communication on track. If you do end up going back to court, this gives you reliable records. That's one source of truth that's authenticated. So that's the big thing, is reducing excessive litigation, improving communication, and then turn, you know, getting the kids out of the middle, giving them a better experience.
So I hear those three things. Talk to us a little bit more about how it would reduce the excessive litigation.
Yep. So yeah, I talked about messages already. Other features where that really helps are calendar. So people will say, why would I use Our Family Wizard's calendar? I can just use my Google calendar or my Outlook calendar. This calendar is specifically designed for custody scheduling, for parenting time scheduling. So each parent picks a color. It's color coordinated for who's got the overnights, who's dropping off at soccer practice, who's picking up, who's got the kids during Christmas. We've got Easter coming up, right? You just mentioned that in the intro. Oftentimes, co-parenting, they end up splitting that time up. And so we have tools that are specifically designed for the situation you're in. So you could try to do this in Google or Outlook, but there's nothing that's really designed for it. And so when you're using us, we've got this all in mind. We've got tools where you say, okay, here's the schedule we're on. Here's how long we want it to go for. You can customize the holidays. So for Easter, you can split it up two or three different ways. You know, mom's got the kids the night before, and then they go to dad's, and they're going to go to grandparents for the weekend. So that's one example of how using the calendar and communicating that better will keep people out of court, because people end up going back into court because they're arguing over who has the kids when during Christmas, for example. It's a pretty common one. So that's the idea. Use the tools and hopefully reduce litigation and improve communication.
Wow, so much in there. And love that it's so focused on kids and the idea of keeping people out of court. But what I'm hearing there is not just necessarily in the divorce process, the initial divorce process, but far beyond the divorce process, going back to court.
Exactly. So, you know, my ideal way of doing it would be, let's just settle out of court and mediate. That's not the reality. Everyone's in a different position. You might go to a court once, you might go to court several times, but the sooner you introduce something like Our Family Wizard for communication, the more records you're going to have. And so if you do end up going back there, then you don't have to fight over, oh, is this accurate? Is this not? Has something been deleted or changed? You know you're looking at authenticated records.
Yeah, so much in there, folks. A wizard, Our Family Wizard to be exact. And we're talking to Kevin Dorsey, Senior Professional Liaison with this app, Our Family Wizard. Really helps provide a solution to families before, during, and after the divorce. Come on back and we're going to take some tips from Kevin about healthy communication that he's learned. Stay tuned. Achieving the best outcome in divorce can be extremely tough when alcohol abuse is part of the process, especially around co-parenting. But there's help with remote alcohol monitoring. SoberLink is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to prove their sobriety. SoberLink uses real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection to ensure accurate and reliable results. With SoberLink, you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. Visit SoberLink.com/DCH.
There's a lot at stake in a divorce, and you want trusted and specialized counsel. Houston attorney Craig Haston is board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and has more than 25 years of legal experience. And experience is everything. Craig will help you make the best choices for your family and your future. When divorce seems to be your next step, contact one of the most recognized attorneys in Texas, Craig Haston. To schedule a consultation, call 281-890-1300 or go to HastonLaw.com.
Divorce isn't easy or often wanted. Sadly, it happens. When it does, it's possible to walk through it so the results are healthier than would be otherwise.
How? Through a unique divorce solution that works. At Divorce Strategies Group, their mediation process helps divorcing parties settle their differences without the long, drawn-out battle and promotes a cooperative win-win environment. It's a smarter way to divorce. When divorce touches your life, contact the Divorce Strategies Group. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at DivorceStrategiesGroup.com. When you're selling your home, you want to wow people when they see it. Or if you're not selling and want to enhance your enjoyment of the home, consider Simple Elegance. The team at Simple Elegance, led by Mary Scally, are masters at staging homes for sale or helping you design your interior for maximum impact. Do what new home builders do. Call the Staging Masters, Simple Elegance, at 877-458-8254 and SimpleElegancetx.com.
If you've gone through or are going through divorce, you know it can leave you in a dark financial hole, feeling very confused and afraid. But there's hope. Hersh Sherman is a financial coach and works with those navigating the financial decisions of divorce. Whether it's eliminating debt or creating your financial wellness, you want Hersh on your team. Hersh's easy process helps you see the reality of your financial situation and make better decisions. Stop the suffering and get out of that financial black hole. Contact Hersh today. Go to lifecycle.financial. That's lifecycle.financial. You'll be so grateful you did.
Welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. So glad you are here with us. We are talking to Kevin Dorsey. He is the senior professional liaison with Our Family Wizard. And it really is a wizard. It is an app that is used in not only in the divorce process, but beyond the divorce process to ultimately, and their website says this perfectly, to help families simplify, document, and improve communication. You can probably imagine that if you are divorcing, there could be some trouble with communication there. That may be what has led you to divorce. Communication is not necessarily something that any of us do perfectly at. But the great thing is it's a learnable, it's an improvable skill that we can also develop. And so really, we've talked about Our Family Wizard, and certainly we want you to know about this wonderful app that provides these solutions to people going through one of the biggest changes of life, like divorce. But more importantly, we want to draw upon Kevin's experience with this tool to help improve communication and talk about communication. As you know, in this show, we're always trying to encourage you to take the high road, to take this opportunity, and it might be a little hard to hear divorce as an opportunity, but to grow and improve through it, help it be healthier than it would be otherwise. And that's what we're going to be talking about, is healthy communication. So Kevin, really want to dive right into this. And the title of the show is called Divorce, Communication Matters. That's the title of the show today. But when it comes to divorce, what do we need to know about communication, in your opinion?
Good question. So much of what you just said really rang true to me. You said improvable, learnable, growth. I think it can feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel when you're first going through divorce. It can be extremely emotional. And what I tell people is something like Our Family Wizard, it's a training ground for communication. So think of it like a bridge. So you don't have to communicate through Our Family Wizard forever. Most people, and you'll find this interesting, most people use it for about 3 to 4 years. Some people are going to use it till their last kid turns 18, which is totally fine. But on average, most families use it for about 3 to 4 years. And the conclusion I take out of that is, after about 3 or 4 years, when they're communicating through Our Family Wizard, we've given them a suite of tools to help them communicate. The emotions come down, the communication improves, and then I see ourselves, the company, see ourselves as a bridge back towards text, email, phone, in-person meetings. So that's one thought I had as you're doing the intro. Another one I was thinking about is co-parenting. It's such a broad term, and one that gets lost underneath it is parallel parenting. Have you talked about that at all on the podcast?
I haven't, no.
So parallel parenting a lot of people do it and just call it co-parenting. That's more of a business-like approach to co-parenting. And there's not one way to co-parent correctly, so do it the way that works best for your situation. What I like about parallel parenting is it's first, so you're going to hear me say this a lot, it's child-focused, what's in the best interest of the child. But it's making the communication more business-like. And what I tell people is when you're writing a message, have it only be about the children, first of all. Have it only pertain to the subject of the message and keep it short. Have you ever heard the term BIF before? Brief, informative, friendly, firm?
Certainly have. Yeah, that's a great tip.
So that would be, totally unrelated from our family wizard. We obviously overlap, but Bill Eddy's book, BIF, could be a good read for your audience. It's like 100 pages, so it's a pretty quick read. But what BIF means is keeping your message short, keeping it friendly, sticking to your point. You don't always have to respond to every question in the message before, but if you can kind of use BIF along with some parallel parenting, some co-parenting, I think you'll really see communication improve. And I've actually adopted the BIF method for all my emails, not just with high conflict, people in my life. And I have found my communications just become, more friendly, easier to get to the point, and more successful.
Yeah, so many great tips in there. And I love the idea of a bridge. I also got the idea of it being our family wizard being like training wheels. I don't know why 100%. That came to my head. But so I want to take this and just help listeners understand. Okay, so you've got this app that both parties of the divorce would choose to use, right? And they would all of their communication be through this app versus the email, text, outside of the app?
That's correct. So a lot of times people put it in their mediation agreement that they're going to exclusively communicate through our family wizard. They could put it in their parenting agreement that they come to post-decree or during temporary orders. But that's the idea. All communication goes through our family wizard, unless it's an emergency, of course. But what we find is if we can get all the messaging there, all the calendaring, the expenses, which we haven't talked about, the family information bank, which we haven't talked about yet, but I'd like to get to both those. If we can get all that communication in one place, you're maintaining this high level of communication, and there just seems to be a lot less conflict when it's all in one place and we know that it's reliable.
Yeah, to keep that kind of training wheels, but that analogy kind of going is, it sounds like you're keeping the guardrails on here within the app. The thing would be now outside the app, you don't necessarily have those guardrails and you've got communication that's kind of anywhere and everywhere. And so whether you're using the app or whether you're not using the app, we're wanting to talk about healthy communication tips. One tip I'm hearing, tip number one, use our family wizard. Tip two, if you're not, then what I can hear from the training ground level and what you're talking about with the BIF method, Kevin, is that you're kind of pulling the emotion out of it. You're just speaking to kind of the facts of the matter. Is that correct?
Correct. And when we talk to parenting facilitators on how they train their clients on how to message, what they'll do is they'll have the parent type up a message and then they'll analyze it and say, what can we remove here? And when you kind of pull out the mudslinging and pull out some of the stuff that's not about the children, you end up with these really succinct messages. Typically, they're 3 or 4 sentences long. I had a family court judge tell me once, he said, a message from parent to parent shouldn't be longer from the tip of your finger to your first knuckle, meaning about a paragraph. And in that amount of time, you should be able to relay the information about the dentist or about a time modification to your parenting schedule.
Yeah, there's so much that comes to my mind because we can try to kind of get all of the angst of the years into one email and just like, drop this bomb on the person. But let's also go here too. I want to try to define healthy communication. What would you say, Kevin?
That is, we could do an hour just on that, right? And I suppose you have a whole show dedicated to it. you know, I keep coming back in divorce to child focused. I think, you know, even when I'm presenting, I end up talking about the parents a lot, and I have to remind myself to bring it back to the children. You know, they didn't ask to be in this situation. And oftentimes they're the ones getting the note shoved in their backpack, or, you know, because they came home with the wrong size shoes or the wrong iPad charger, you know, they get kind of thrown into some turmoil. So my version of healthy communication is being child-focused, not having to be right. I think that we oftentimes want to be right over what's best for our kids. And that's what I see improve over those first 3 or 4 years on Our Family Wizard, is setting aside ego and wanting to be right, and prioritizing, is this the best thing for my child?
I love that you said setting aside ego. And some notes I was jotting down is that healthy communication is focusing on something greater than yourself, i.e. your children, and you're focusing on another. And when we do that, it's not the me, I show. It's like, I guess the question that's kind of coming to me is, how do I want my kids to look at me through this process and even beyond? What sort of memories am I creating for them? And so it really sounds like, in many ways, respect, probably even deeper than that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, 100%. You know, you might be right, but sometimes it's not worth it to prove you're right, especially if it's not going to, if you're not going to find common ground, or you're not going to find a solution. Yeah, it can be tough because you want to get your point across. You want to be understood, but that might not be what's most important.
Yeah, I've heard said before, and I might not say this right, but it was something like, you know, inside of a marriage, I want to save my marriage so I don't mind being wrong, or something like that. And obviously we're talking divorce here, but if we want the betterment for our children, we want healthier communication, then I might need to let go of my need to be right. And a lot of us have that need to be right. And so I would just say, folks, here's a little coaching for you, even though I said we're not coaching today. But this is a great question to ask yourself. Do I have a need to be right? And oftentimes we do, because there's so much packed into that. And so one of the tips I can share with you, if you find that you have that need, folks, is just start telling yourself this. When that comes up, that need to be right, tell yourself, I can let go of my need to be right. And eventually you start kind of changing and rewiring your brain over time. And folks, we're talking about healthy communication. And what we're really talking about is it's not self-focused, it's others focused, your children's focused. And we're talking to Kevin Dorsey. He's got a lot of experience in this. He's the senior professional liaison for Our Family Wizard. We're going to keep talking about not only that communication matters in divorce, but the matters of communication. So stay tuned. Here's today's two-minute tip. Today we were talking about communication, and specifically good communication, and I want to add a tip to our conversation. Before I share the tip, I want to give you some context. We tend to live our lives through our own perspective. We see life through our lenses, and therefore, we all see aspects of life differently. Here's how understanding that we all see things differently in our lives, that we all have different perspectives, can help. Often, when we share something with another, we have the expectation that they have, or even should have, our same view of that something. The fact is, they may not. Think about it like this. You have a set of eyes. You see the world through your eyes, not anyone else's eyes, right? So do other people. Physically, it's impossible to see the same thing the same way as another, because you are seeing that thing through different eyes. See it? Seeing things differently is not bad. It's only different. I often say different is different. Different is not wrong. When we get this, we begin to see life from a curious and wondering standpoint versus a judgmental perspective. So here's the tip. Begin to try to see life through your spouse's eyes, or even your soon-to-be ex-spouse's eyes. You might find that your perspective isn't as clear as you thought. When you do this, you will find better understanding of and for people. Conflict lessens, communication improves, and connection is forged. There's a lot more to this, but this is a start. If you want to know more, read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, and you'll read about stepping into curiosity and out of judgment. That book, in part, was a game changer in my understanding of good communication. Or you can reach out to me, and I can guide you through that learning. Please write to me at Christy@ChristyMendelow.com. And remember, you can always learn more at thedivorcecoachinghour.com. And please keep listening each week for another two-minute tip, all to support you or someone you know who is facing or going through divorce. And please share this episode with those who will benefit. God bless you. And welcome back. You're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mendelow, and I'm here with Kevin Dorsey, Senior Professional Liaison for Our Family Wizard. I'm going to keep saying this a lot. It is a wizard. A wizard when it comes to communication in a very challenging time of life like divorce. And so many elements that kind of is a training ground. I said earlier, it's kind of like guardrails that help us keep communication going forward and straight on the road on our journey through divorce and not off the road where it can go, where we can find ourselves in, Kevin used the words earlier, the mudslinging and kind of trying to that need to be right. And so we're using talking to Kevin with his experience with this tool to help, as their website says, simplify, document, and improve communication. We're using our conversation to really talk about the matters of communication or that communication matters in divorce. Kevin, I want to really get some practical tips and tools here in the third segment for our listeners with regards to healthy communication. Based on your experience, what are some tips that you could share with us, in addition to what you've already shared, about the matters of communication, healthy communication?
Sure. One thing I see a lot is there's a breakdown in communication over things like shirt size, shoe size, blood type, health insurance numbers, report cards, permission slips. We have a section on the site. It's called the Family Information Bank. It goes underutilized, to be honest. It's probably the least used part of the site. But I think even intact families would benefit from this. So think of having one central place for those things. You know, you end up in the doctor's office and a kid falls and breaks their arm because they're climbing a tree. And what's the health insurance numbers? What's blood type? And what we find is when this is on one centralized place, the way it improves communication is I don't have to reach out to my co-parent unnecessarily, right? I don't have to say, we're doing back to school shopping. I can't remember Joey's shoe size, can you send it to me? And then the other parent says, I can't believe you don't know the other kid. You know, I can't believe you don't know your own kid's shoe size. It becomes an argument. So the more information we can have in a centralized place, the less unnecessary communication there is. So I guess that's my tip is put this information in a centralized place, and in turn it limits unnecessary communication.
Yeah, I jotted down just in a generalized tip, reduce unnecessary communication and what could you do there. In a centralized place, everyone has what they need when they need it, is what I jotted down. And you're absolutely right, Kevin. I'm like, you know, I can think of so many different things in my world right now. My husband and I just went through kind of wills and trusts and things like that. And as we're doing it, it's like, oh, yeah, this account and that account and, you know, combining two lives, the same thing as in divorce, you're separating two lives. And there is so much information. This is supposed to be, what, the paperless society today, I think. And I think We have more paper and more information than we ever have before. And you can understand why people can't keep it straight.
Yeah, that actually ties into how Our Family Wizard was started. I'll give you the origin story quickly. So it was like late 90s. It's Christmas time. A dad of divorce has a notebook with this type of information on it. So it's got their messages about the family, their calendar, their family info, their expenses. And they miss a pickup. It's like Christmas Eve. Him and his co-parent miscommunicate. Mm-hmm. And World War III breaks out between the two of them. And that's when he has the idea. And so think of it as like the dot-com era, right? We had all these hundreds and hundreds of dot-coms come out, if not thousands. And that's when he comes up with the idea. They started using it in Minneapolis. It's now been court-ordered in all 50 states, Canada, UK, Australia, New Zealand. It's used in over 80 countries now. There's celebrities using it. So we've come a long way in the 20-plus years we've been doing this. But that right there, you know, a parent of divorce who, you know, they had a system, but it broke down because it was a paper system and it wasn't in an easily accessible place, where now it's in the palm of your hand, right? You go on your smartphone, you pull up Our Family Wizard. Oh, yeah, I need to drop the kids off for Christmas Eve. So we're trying to streamline that all and add more transparency.
Yeah, I can imagine just the stress that can alleviate by having it right there, because you're not having to, one, try to retain it, and two, have to interact with the other person to get that information. But I wanted to go back really quick. I heard you mention court ordered in 50 states. So what does that mean, that it's court ordered?
Good question. So I'd say 80%, 85% of people using Our Family Wizard have either agreed to it in mediation, it's been stipulated to by their attorneys, or it's been court ordered by the judge. So what that means is you're actually putting in your parenting agreement that you're going to exclusively communicate through Our Family Wizard. Anybody can sign up. An intact family can sign up. You don't have to have gone through a divorce. You don't have to have gone to court or mediation. Anybody can sign up. But what we find is when it's put into an agreement, in this case, you know, you're referring to a court order, that both parties will sign up and they will communicate through it. A lot of times we have one parent who's kind of the more type A parent. They're doing the heavy lifting, right? They're the one loading the calendar, making sure the kids are on time to school. And so they're the ones who are like all gung-ho about signing up for Our Family Wizard. You might have the other parent who's not great with organization, and they kind of push back and say, I don't want to communicate through this app. If it's put in the court order, that gets both parties on board. And what we find is that parent who's more disorganized, once they get in there, they might have an initial pushback. Once they get in there, they realize, oh my gosh, this is so much easier because this is designed for everything I'm already having to do. So that's just a little bit about agreeing to it in mediation or court.
Okay, that helps us understand a little bit more. So back then to the tips of the matters of communication, we said the first one was, because of the breakdown in communication, to reduce unnecessary communication. What's the second one?
Another one I'd say is around money. I think we all know money can be a hot button topic in any marriage.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially one that's going through a fresh divorce. So how do you communicate what your co-parent owes you or what you owe them? Kids are more expensive than ever today, so we're dealing with dance lessons and football camps and then school lunch and then copays at the doctor's office. You might have come to an agreement where, you know, let's say we're going, Christy, you and I are splitting school lunch 50-50, but then when it comes to, you know, sports, I'm paying 70% of that. It's really tough to calculate that on your own. So we do have a feature called expenses, where you can put the different percentage splits for categories. What I see people using it mostly for is, okay, I just went to the doctor's office. I paid a copay. I'm sitting in the waiting room. I need to get reimbursed for half of this from my co-parent. It's pretty slick. You open up Our Family Wizard, it's an app on your phone. You snap a picture of the receipt, and you send the request to be reimbursed to your co-parent. So it's an example of keeping everything in one place. What we used to do is save a shoebox full of receipts and then hand
no.
them to our co-parent and say, yeah, so you owe me $4,500 for dance lessons. And the other parent says, there's no way it could cost that much. It becomes an argument. So what we find is if you're doing these reimbursements in real time, like that example, taking the picture in the doctor's office, sending it over, it seems to reduce conflict because they're coming in as they're happening and not one big, like, monthly, okay, you owe me this amount of money. Or at the end of the year, we'd see people say, okay, you owe me for this. And then they'll end up back in court litigating it. So, yeah, money, it's always a stressful thing. But if they can be logging that in our Family Wizard, it's going to reduce some of that stress.
And it seems like it goes back to reduce unnecessary communication, because if you have everything in one place, you're doing that. We've got a little bit of time left in this segment. I want to get to that third suggestion you would have for us.
Okay. I'd say it'd be around the calendar. So what we find is, let's say you've come to an agreement. You've said, all right, you know, in Texas, you've got your standard possession order every fifth weekend. Everything's going great. We're exchanging the kids the right day. And then it's summertime, and the first week of June each year, Dad takes the kids fishing. So I worked with a family that had that. It's because they call it Dad's fishing trip. How do they handle that? Do they need to go to court to agree that they're exchanging this time? How do they log that? So you can put custom holidays in our calendar. You can call it Dad's fishing trip. It'll override the calendar, the schedule they've agreed to. They'll know when it starts, they'll know when it ends, and they'll have the documentation that it's changed. Another one kind of in line with that is time modification. So let's say you want to switch weekends. Let's say I want to say, hey, can you take my weekend and you take this weekend? People would end up back in court. They're going to have to be paying an attorney. They're litigating. They're going out of their way to spend extra time on this. We're giving them a tool called Trades where they can propose that within the app. And I've even had people compare it to a fantasy football trade. So if you have any football fans in your audience, I know Texas is big on football. It's when I propose it, hey, will you trade these dates for that date? You can say, no, that doesn't work, but how about this? You can accept, decline and make a counteroffer. So it's pretty cool. We're giving the power back to the parents and empowering them to make these decisions on their own as opposed to relying on the court system to do it.
So our Family Wizard, we're talking about that. We're also talking about healthy communication. We're here with Kevin Dorsey, Senior Professional Liaison with our Family Wizard. And you'll want to hear the rest, so come on back. Friends, I'm so glad that you're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and there's something I want you to know. I really want you to hear this. I, as a divorce coach and the host of this show, don't advocate for divorce in general. Our goal is to glorify God first and foremost by helping you save your marriage. The fact of the matter is that there are times when a marriage can't be saved. I know, I've been there. And when it can't be saved, we want to walk alongside you through it. We want to help you pick up the fragments, put the pieces together, and help you stand strong and walk through divorce courageously. And I want to share something with you that may help. I'm on another show here on KKHT. I'm honored to be the wingman on Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendola, where each week, Richard and I talk about the intersection of our faith and the secular world, and together with interesting guests, we shed light on this critical intersection, on spiritual combat, and on the rules of engagement for Courageous Christianity. It's my belief that Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendola can be another resource that you can turn to as you walk through this path of significant change in your life. So please join us. You can catch the show on this station, 100.7 FM KKHT, at 12 p.m. noon Central Time, Saturdays, and online at kkht.com as well. Hey, grab your lunch and join us for both shows back-to-back, 12 p.m. noon for Courageous Christianity and 1 p.m. for the Divorce Coaching Hour. You can also find all shows under podcasts under the Programs tab on kkht.com. Richard and I hope you'll listen in. As always, if you want to reach me, you can find me at thedivorcecoachinghour.com or call me at 281-944-8043. We are grateful for you joining us each week and for your support. Welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. You are here with us today. Who is us? Here, your host, Christy Mendola, and talking to Kevin Dorsey with Our Family Wizard, which is a wizard, actually an app that is not only for families divorcing, it can be used by any family. It's really a a communication tool, and we're talking about communication today too, but also an organizational tool. And I love some organization for sure. And some of the things that I've learned, though, in learning about this app is that ultimately it helps reduce unnecessary communication. And by keeping everything in one place, so if I go back to organization, man, that's just a wonderful place to be, to have everything in one place. And then you don't have to have excessive communication, which sometimes when that happens leads to conflict. So learning a lot here through Kevin and through this app. The app can help you, but also learning some tips about communication can help you as well. I'm sure you want to know about how to reach Kevin and to find out more about Our Family Wizard. So tell us, will you, Kevin?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks again for having me. It's been a pleasure being on the show, and very well put. A good synopsis. So the best way to reach us, if you want to learn more, if you want to sign up, go to OurFamilyWizard.com. It's OurFamilyWizard.com. If you prefer the phone, we have people on the phone 7 days a week. It's about, I think, 12 hours a day. We're based in the U.S. It's 866-755-9991, 866-755-9991. That's on the website as well if you missed it. Or you can email us info@ourfamilywizard.com. And between those three, you'll get all of the information you'd ever need about Our Family Wizard.
And the distinction, not our, H-O-U-R, our, O-U-R, yeah. Our Family
Nailed
Wizard.
That's correct.
Yeah, so if you're just hearing that, that could sound different to you. Love the English language. So certainly encourage you listeners to find out more about that, whether you're in the midst of divorce or post-divorce, or just, you know, want a tool that can help you organize your communication even within your family, no matter what phase you are in. So we're speaking about communication and pulling tools, drawing from your experience, Kevin, tips that can help us to have better communication. As we all know, just whether you're in a divorce or not, communication can be a little bit challenging. What misconceptions, though, do you think, Kevin, that people might have about communication as it's related to divorce?
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. First one, some people will say, I'm not very good with technology. Communicating through an app's unfair to me, or, you know, communicating through a website's going to be difficult. So something like Our Family Wizard actually protects people who are bad with technology. So when you're on email, text, there's so many ways to delete things, alter things. You know, you can text from numbers you've made up and make it look like it's a different person. There's so many ways to what we call spoof texts, spoof emails, and phone calls. Just know that being in something like Our Family Wizard is going to protect someone who's not good with technology. And if you can run an email account, you can run this. Now, not about Our Family Wizard, but more of a broad stroke, I think a misconception about communication, there isn't one right way to co-parent. What works for you might not work for your neighbor, and vice versa. So what I would encourage you to do is do what works for you. And, you know, maybe you just need Our Family Wizard for the expenses. Maybe you don't need a message through it. Maybe you can keep texting and phone calls and just use us for expenses. Maybe parallel parenting, co-parenting works better for you. Don't feel bad that you might have to do it in a unique way.
Yeah, you know, I love that. And I'll go back to, first, I want to start with the misconceptions around technology. Is we were talking about the analogy of guardrails before, but, you know, guardrails have a purpose and they keep us on the road. And so that can be very helpful. And so this kind of ties to it. If you're a little bit, I guess, intimidated by technology, is, you know, taking the step, opening your mind to try this tool, you can learn a little bit better how to stay on the road and make it a maybe an easier journey for everyone involved. And the other thing is it sounds like you can gain a lot of personal insight and growth opportunities. We started talking about that at the beginning of the show. But even by using the app, learning how to better communicate can help you gain more knowledge, more information. And, you know, a lot of people say knowledge is power. I say knowledge is power if it's only used. And so you can gain tools that maybe you wouldn't have known otherwise that can help everyone move through this process of divorce in a healthier manner. And then to your point about there isn't one right way for everyone. I often say this, take what works for you and leave the rest. But I think importantly, we all need to be open. And I'm just kind of sensing that that openness needs to come back to full circle to putting someone beyond us at the forefront of our mind and our hearts in this situation. Thoughts on that, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, child focus, what's the best interest of the child? That's the best thing to fall back on. And people will get hung up on, because in this book it says that this is the best way to co-parent, I have to do it that way. I wouldn't worry about that. If you're finding a solution that works for you, stick with it. And at the end of the day, ask yourself, does this benefit the children? Is this in the best interest of my child? Am I coming to a solution that's focused on my child? And I think if you kind of stick to those parameters, you know, which might be difficult when emotions are high and there's arguments, and you're not alone in that. But if you stick to those parameters down the road, you'll look back and be thankful you did.
Yeah, focused on someone other than self. I think you said something about like letting the ego go can mm-hmm. certainly help us. And that's probably the best tip that we could draw from today is kind of dying to self. And it's appropriate we're talking about at Easter, you know, kind of dying to self and being raised to a new place, a new beginning. And we can learn that along the way through this process, divorce mm-hmm. and even we've got some guardrails to help us along the way called our family wizard. So, Kevin, what else would you want listeners to know about our family wizard or communication in divorce?
Sure. There is a cost. It's $99 per year per parent. We've kept that price for almost over 20 years now. So $99 per parent per year. That's the starting price. We think it's reasonable. But if you can't afford it, we do have scholarships available. So in the last, 4 years, we've done 23,000 free accounts, complimentary accounts. So just know that we do have options for you. If you're listening to this and saying, I would love to sign up, but I don't think I can afford it, we do have options. You can reach out to us, info@ourfamilywizard.com, and we'll get you set up. And we also have military discounts. So if you're a current former military, we do have some discounts available there as well.
Well, that's wonderful to know. And what I hear there is you're putting others ahead of yourself, i.e. our family wizard.
Yeah, it's I talked to at the very beginning, you know, why I was attracted to our family wizard, why I've stayed with the company for almost 8 years. And that's a big one is that, we go out of our way to make sure that if you can't afford it, we'll find a solution for you and get you on there.
Well, that's so awesome because, as you and I both know, it can be a very challenging, challenging time through divorce, and we need all the help we can get, not only with the process itself, and there are so many good professionals in this industry who really mm-hmm. have a heart for others, like yourself, Kevin. And then, of course, drawing from the tips and tools that you're sharing, that can certainly help us. And, you know, I think we're all of us in this divorce profession are really trying to help others think through the process. I often call myself a thinking partner, and sounds like a lot in a way you are too there, Kevin.
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah, many of us have been there before. We don't want it to be as hard as it was for us, for you. And so, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. It was a great time. It's been a pleasure being on the show.
Yeah, so thank you so much, and thanks for sharing all your expertise. And friends, I'm so grateful you've been with us today. It's my prayer that this show helps you or someone in your life. Thank you for listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mindelo, and I can't wait to be here with you each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM KKHT, The Word.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.